Let's check in with Elaine Hoffman and take a look at what's in the morning's newspapers. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Hamish. Starting with The Guardian Australia and its rolling coverage of the unrest at the Manus Island Immigration Processing Centre. The online news portal says it has photos showing guards in riot gear entering the Delta and Oscar compounds late yesterday afternoon. A detainee claims that some of the men were handcuffed and taken away, but those reports have not been verified. The Sydney Morning Herald's website also carries details of the development. It estimates that up to 30 people were arrested, while many others are said to have been injured, though it's understood they suffered mainly cuts and bruises. The medical situation on Manus Island has deteriorated significantly since the weekend. 200 hunger strikers are said to be suffering severe dehydration, and at least one detainee has been removed from the island after swallowing 4 razor blades in protest. The Canberra Times also carries an immigration-related story, reporting that up to 25 senior managers at the Immigration Department will be given marching orders within weeks. According to the article, the sackings come in preparation for the emergence of Australian Border Force, which will see immigration and customs merged. The Daily reports that the long-feared purge has now been confirmed by the Department of Immigration and Border Patrol and will begin in early February. In addition to the top-ranked losses, about 100 of immigration's 530 middle managers are expected to be let go by the end of 2015. That's on top of the 600 staff lost late last year. Elsewhere, the Fin Review's front page headline declares, "Fix the tax rot." The Financial Daily quotes Rio Tinto Australia's managing director, Phil Edmonds, as saying that reform of federal taxes and spending is urgently needed to fix what he describes as the slowly rotting platform of the federal government's finances. Mr. Edmonds backs most of the suggestions made in the white paper on tax, saying that the tax base is too narrow, not stable enough, and uncompetitive. "This will come back to haunt us unless we're prepared in the longer term to address it," Mr. Edmonds warns. And finally, it's tears of joy on the front page of Melbourne's The Age. For 9 years, Australian Yamila Gadasova lost in the first round of the Australian Open. Yesterday, on the tournament's first day, her luck turned and she won. Fellow Australian Marinko Matasevich, pictured lying on his back overcome with disbelief, had to wait 6 years for his maiden win, but the newspaper comments he enjoyed it just as much. Just goes to show, Hamish, that persistence does pay off.
It certainly does. Well worth the wait. Elaine Hoffman, thanks very much. We'll check in with you a little later on. You're listening to RN Summer Breakfast. I'm Hamish McDonald, here with you until the end of the week.